The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, text number 33, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 11th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Kunti, after overhearing Arjuna's telling of the end of the Yadu dynasty and disappearance of Lord Krishna, engaged in the devotional service of the transcendental personality of Godhead with full attention, and thus gained release from the course of material existence.
So, Krishna has got two kinds of existence. Prakat and aprakat. Prakat means when you see Krishna personally, when Krishna is present on this planet, everyone can see Krishna. And actually, everyone saw. But only the devotees could understand that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is called prakat, physically present. And there is another phase which is called aprakat, not physically present. But that does not mean Krishna is dead or God is dead. Krishna, that does not mean. Prakat or aprakat, physically present or not present, it doesn't matter. So, after all, he is adhokhaja. This word is used. Adha. Adha means subdued. And akhya. Akha means eyes or senses. Akhaja. Ja means generated. So, our senses are there, eyes, ears, hands, legs, nose, so many, 10 senses are there. So, we are acquiring knowledge, generated. Knowledge is generated from the senses. But so long our senses are materially contaminated, we do not get real knowledge. We have to acquire knowledge through the senses. But unless our senses are purified, we do not have real knowledge. So we cannot appreciate or understand God, His form, His name, His quality, His pastime, His entourage, nothing of them we can understand by our these more present material senses. That is not. Therefore his name is adhokhaja. Adha. Adha means cut down. You cannot approach the Supreme by your these blunt material senses. That is not. Therefore his name is adhokhaja. Adhakrita akhaja jnanam jatra. The adhakaja and jnan means experimental knowledge. Just like the modern scientists, they believe in experimental knowledge. But they are so rascal in their own case, they will say, yes, we are trying. In future it will be successful. Why not experimental knowledge now? If you say that life is generated from matter, you are writing so many books and getting Nobel Prize, why not by experimental knowledge prove that here are some matters and chemicals and here is life? That is we will try. This is the escape. But actually science means two things, observation and experiment. If you do not experiment practically in the laboratory, simply observation is not sufficient. That is not science. That is theory. Anyway, this experimental knowledge is not very helpful in the matter of understanding the Supreme. Experimental knowledge there is, but not by these blunt senses. When these senses are purified, then that experimental knowledge, that is means spiritual experimental knowledge, that is perfect. Therefore it is says adhokhaya. And our Krishna consciousness movement is to understand that adhokhaya. Adhokhaya means we is beyond the perception of this material sense. This is our subject matter. Our subject matter is not anything material. Material is within the purview of my material senses. But our subject matter is beyond the senses. Adhokhaya, therefore, this is said. Adhokhaya. Just like Kunti and others, Krishna was not present before their eyes. Krishna has already gone to his abode. But still, it is said that ekanta bhaktya bhagavati adhokhaje. Adhokhaje, the same word is. But if you cannot see God now, how there can be ekanta bhakti? Ekanta means unalloyed devotion. This is the secret of devotional life. Even God is not physically present, a devotee can be very much exalted by devotional service. That is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the sahajiyas, sahajiyas means persons who take things very easily, according to his sense perception, manufacture, they are called sahajiyas. But these Gauriya Vaishnava, the devotees following the footprints of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are not sahajiyas. They are devotees of the adhokhaya. Beyond the sense perception, still they are devotees. This is the secret of Gauriya Vaishnava. Beyond the sense perception. Just like Goswamis, they were living at Vrindavan. And what sort of living? Simply separation and search. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also taught us language. He was searching, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And feeling separation. It's like you feel sometimes with your lover separation and you search. This is our process. Always feel separation from Krishna and try to search out. This is ekanta. This is expensive. Ekanta bhaktya bhagavati adhokhaje. Adhokhaje is beyond my perception. Still my devotion is unalloyed. Not that I cannot see where is God. What is devotion? Just try to understand. It appears to be contradictory. Because foolish people say that if you cannot see God, where is the question of devotion? You want to serve God, but if you cannot see God, then how you can serve? Therefore, particularly this word is used, ekanta bhaktya bhagavati adhokhaje niveshika atmopara rama sanskriti. That is the process. Even though we cannot see God with our present eyes, but God is so merciful that He becomes present before us in a manner by which we can see Him. That is this, vigraha, archa vigraha. God is beyond our sensual perception, adhokhaya. But those who are neophyte, may become atheist that we cannot see God, that how can I serve Him? But those who are advanced, they can see God every moment, although physically others cannot see. The example is that Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. Prahlad is seeing God, but his father, he is asking, where is your God? Where is your God? You are saying to the column, pillar, is there your God there? But he is seeing God there, he says yes. So he became angry, he broke the column, and actually God came out. So it is the question of advancement. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers taught us that if you feel separation, how you will feel separation unless you love? And you simply worship the Supreme in a feeling of separation, then there is perfection. Then that is perfection. Therefore, the Goswamis, their prayer, their method of worshipping the Lord at Vrindavan, they left their ministerial post and went to Vrindavan by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, what was their process? The process was Tatya Thurnamase Samannalapati Sanin Sadhatu Chava. They gave up their materialistic way of life. That's very insignificant. Their ministers. Their associates were very big men. But Tatva Thurnam Asesa Mandalapati. Mandalapati means leaders. Leaders of the society, big politicians, businessmen, important men. Because they were ministers, everyone used to come to see, and they were associated, but they gave up. Kappa Turnamasi Samandalapati Sani. How it was given up? Sada Tucha, there is insignificant. What is it? There is no need of it. Bhutva Dhinaganesha Kaukan, why? Why they gave it up? Because they thought, under the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they understood that so many mass of people are suffering without Krishna consciousness. So we have to do something for them. Therefore they gave up. Not a fancy, I become naked. What is the use of your becoming naked? You must do something. That is Krishna consciousness. Not that I have become a mendicant. I have given up all material things. You cannot give material things. Instead of coat pant, you may have a shabby cloth. That's all. You cannot give up. That is not possible. You have to accept something. But they are thinking that because I have given up this coat pant and I am now a shabby dress, I have become advanced. Not that. You must have positive engagement. That is, we find in the life of Goswami. Tattva Thurnamasi Samandalapati Sanin Sadatutsava Bhutya Dhinaganesako Karunaya Kopina Kanthasito. Kopina Kanthasito, loincloth only. Only minimizing the bodily necessities of life. They are prepared. Dina Ganesha Kau Karunaya. To give mercy to the mass of people. Mass of people. If you become so much dependent on the bodily necessities of life, then you cannot become fully and wholly for the benefit of the mass of people. And our Gandhi, he imitated this for the mass of people, but that was to a certain extent successful. But it was political purpose. It was political purpose. These things are not for any material purpose. Then it will be failure. If you imitate spiritual life for material benefit, then it will be failure. So, the Goswamis did not do so. They gave up this material opulence for spiritual advancement. Positive. If you don't get something positive simply by negative process, you will never be happy. Then again, you will fall down. Just like big Swamis in India, sometimes they come to your country also. They say that this world is false. Jagat mithya. Mithya. But we don't say that it is false. We say it is reality, but temporary. That is right philosophy. How it can be false? Because everything is produced by the truth, by the absolute truth. Janmadasya jatha. Nothing can come out except from the absolute truth. Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of everything. If Krishna is truth, he is the origin of everything. So how everything can be false? Is that very logical? No. If something has come from gold, that's why we have got so many preparation of gold, gold bangles, gold earring, gold necklace. But it has come from the gold, therefore it is gold. Now it can be false. Gold is never false. Gold is gold. So this philosophy that Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya, the gold mine is right, but the gold earring is wrong. No, that you cannot say. If gold mine is right, then gold earring is also right, because it has come from the gold mine. Similarly, Krishna says that Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of everything. And the Vedanta Sutra also says, Dharma adarsya jataha. Absolute truth is there from whom everything emanates. So everything has emanated from Krishna. The how this material world can be false? It is true. Then what is that false? It is not false. It is temporary. But the idea that this material world is for my enjoyment, that is false. That is false. As soon as you take things that it is for my enjoyment, then it is false. Because you cannot enjoy, you are not the proprietor. God is the proprietor. Why the trouble? Why the problem from the world? Because people are taking things for their enjoyment. Why this petrol problem? Actually, that petrol, stock of petrol, in any part of the world, that is God's property, but these rascals, they are claiming that my property. That is false. Neither the petrol is false, neither God is false, everything is right, but this conception that this petrol belongs to me, this is false. And as soon as this false conception is moved, that is Krishna consciousness. Very simple thing. So we are trying to remove this rascal's false conception. That is Krishna consciousness movement. we don't say that this world is false. Why this world is false? It is not false. It is fair. It may be temporary. But it is fair. Just like this winter season. It will not stay. It will be for 3 months. Again, summer season will come. So we cannot say that this winter season is false. No, it is not false. It is fair. But it is temporary. So temporary things, although it is real, so if we can utilize that reality, sense of reality, for the supreme reality, then our life is successful. That is called ekanta bhaktya. That is stated here. Ekanta bhaktya bhagavati adhokhaje. Ekanta bhakta. Ekanta means without any diversion. Everything, ishavasamide, or thinking, that everything belongs to Krishna. Why shall I use it for my personal sense gratification? This is called ekanta bhakti. Ekanta. Eka. Eka maiva dityam. Eka. Krishna is one. There cannot be any competition of Krishna. Eka anta. That one in bhakti. Serving, that supreme, ekanta bhakti. Ananna bhāk, bhajati imam ananna bhāk, sādhuriva samantabha, apite sukuracāra bhajati imam ananna bhāk. That ananna bhāk means simply concentrated to Krishna, that is required. That devotion, in any circumstances, it doesn't matter. Whether Krishna is personal, Krishna is present, but because we want to see with our material eyes, therefore we claim this, that I want to see Krishna. He does not accept that he has no eyes to see Krishna, but with his blunt eyes he wants to see Krishna. That is, therefore his name is Adhokhaja. Krishna is there. That sun is there in the sky, but the person who is in darkness at night, he wants to see sun. He is in darkness. Otherwise, one who can fly from this country to other country can see immediately. The sun is there. Sun is everywhere, but my eyes are being covered by Maya. I cannot see. Therefore, he is called Adhokhaja. Adhokha. So Krishna consciousness movement is to understand that adhokhaja. And that is Bhagavat Dharma. Sabai pungsaṁ paro dharma. Jato bhakti adhokhaja. Not to become a rascal that here is the avatar of Krishna. Let us go and see. One who can see Krishna, he can see Krishna everywhere. He can see Krishna here. Why one should go to a rascal, another rascal? No, that is not. Therefore Krishna is adhokhaja. There are so many things to be learned. Everything is there in the authoritative scripture. If we take advantage of this book, we are taking so much labor to present, you can understand the science of Krishna very perfectly and your life becomes successful. It is not the question of seeing Krishna personally or no. Krishna is personally present everywhere. Simply you have to purify your eyes to see Krishna. That is one. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. This is the process. You have to be above the designation. Sarva upadhi nirmuktam. In this way, you have to become purified, nirmalam. Nirmalam, malam means dirt. And nir means no dirt. Sarva upadhi nirmuktam tat paratena nirmalam. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti richa. In this way, when your senses will be purified, then you will be eligible to serve Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesha Seva. Because Krishna is the proprietor of the senses. He is the proprietor of everything. So our senses, as we claim, this is my hand. Actually, this is not my hand. It is Krishna's hand. Krishna has given me to use it. Therefore, this hand, just like my hand, is utilized for my benefit. I am not using this hand for your benefit. This is natural. My hands, my legs, my eyes are used for my purpose. So if it is actually Krishna's hand, how it can be used for your purpose? So when you learn this science, that this hand, I am claiming, it is not my hand, it is Krishna's hand, it should be utilized for Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. So that we have to learn by the process, as it is, ekānta bhaktya bhagavati adhaka. Then what is the benefit? Niveshita ātmā upara rāva saṃsite. If you can utilize your senses for the service of adhokhaja, beyond your sense perception, if you adopt that method, then the benefit will be niveshita ātmā, fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, always. That is very easy, but those who are not doing it, for them it is very difficult. Krishna says, he gives the prescription, that satatang chintayantang mā, always thinking of manmanā bhava madhu bhakta, madhyāji māga namaskuru. Here is the chance to come to the temple, engage in the temple service. Naturally, your mind will be absorbed in Krishna. This temple is open not for making a fuss, just to make this process. Niveshita ātmā. Always absorbed in Krishna thought. That is the process. Always, 24 hours. Kirtaniya sadahari. This is the process. 24 hours we shall be engaged. Not that 5 minutes meditation and then 23 hours and 40 minutes engaged in other business. No. 24 hours engaged in Krishna's business. That is called Niveshita Atma. Then what will be the result? Upara Rama Sangsite. Upara Rama means then you become, you cease from this repetition of birth and death. This will be the result. This is the actual aim of human life. Animal life and human life, this is the difference we repeatedly say. The animal cannot understand, neither they can perform. How to check birth, death, old age? That is not possible for the animal. But human being can do that. Taktade hang punarjanma naiti. What is that process? Niveshita ātmā. Always be absorbed in Krishna thought. And you are saved from this repetition of birth, death and old age. Thank you very much.